The Ash Wednesday service, it's a little different, right? I mean, usually we're used to the Sunday service, and the order seems pretty much the same, but then we've got this thing with ashes. We've added Holy Communion, and there's this thing in the bulletin about an invitation to the Lenten observance. So it's a different service. Why do we do all this? You know, there is a reason. There's a rhyme and reason to why we follow tradition and why we turn to the scriptures to guide us and why we as human beings have these things in our service to help our faith. I think the answer, I think we can find it in the prophet Joel today as we heard, who says, yet even now, he talks about God. He says, yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend not your clothes. Rend your hearts, not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful. Sometimes I need to be reminded that God is gracious. Don't you? Don't you look around and with all the things that are happening, it seems that people have less and less patience. People have less and less grace, that this world is just in such a mess. And we sometimes wonder, I don't know about you, but I do, what kind of world are we leaving our kids? But the good news we find in the scripture where God speaks to us over and over again reminds us that, look, you don't need to be overwhelmed by it all. Don't despair. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. That shows up in the scriptures so many times, hundreds of times. Over and over, we hear this voice telling us that we don't have to struggle with the things of this earth. Not even death. Not even death. That's the news we hear today, because there is one. We have our Lord. We have our Savior who is ready to lift us up from our pain and despair and put a right spirit within us. You know, it's kind of like this. When a battery runs out in a toy or even any appliance in our home, what do? We put a new battery in because they don't work so well. Sometimes, you know, we talked about the Energizer Bunny with the kids the other day. Well, sometimes I feel like I'm running on empty. I can't keep going and going because it's just all too much. So today, if you feel like that, that maybe sometimes it's just all too much and your batteries are at the edge, hear the good news that God speaks to us through the prophets. Return to me, come back to me, and I will create a right spirit within you. I mean, as you hear that, you know, it just makes me want to take a deep breath. Let all these things go that are just so overwhelming, that are so heavy, and allow God to just fill me again, start anew with his spirit. So today, on this Ash Wednesday, this beginning of our Lenten journey, let's pray and let's ask God to help us be renewed in our spirits and our souls so that we can be strengthened for this journey in this earth leading us into God's kingdom. Let us pray. Holy God, we come here tired, maybe from a long day, but it could also be from a long week, a long month, long year. Holy God, as we bring it all into your presence, we lay it all at your feet and we receive your Holy Spirit, who revives us and who renews us. Come, Holy Spirit, speak to each one of us your message of hope and grace. In Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. I know it's February, but do you sometimes start thinking about vacations early? Start planning? Some of us like to plan a little bit early. Some of us, maybe not. We wait till the last minute, you know. But there's something about the anticipation of planning for a vacation time that just, for me, it excites me. And especially having a young child, you know, I know that the time is limited. We, as parents, don't we know it? They grow up like this. Today, they're here with us. Tomorrow, they're saying bye. Can I get the car? See you later. If we see them later. But the time that we have with them is precious. And so while we might have fun planning these vacations and being away for a little while, ultimately, Isn't there a part of you, while you enjoy the vacation, that just wants to get home? A vacation, you need a vacation from a vacation sometimes. You worked hard to plan it, and then you get there, and then sometimes stressful things happen, like you lost your luggage, or you forget your passport. That's happened. You know, things go wrong, but there's something about coming back home. How about when you've had a long day of work? You're dreaming of getting in your home in your nice, comfortable clothes and eating and resting and just where you can be yourself, loved, comfortable, accepted even with all our imperfections. We all need that, my friends. But unfortunately, this world does not offer that acceptance to us. We always have to be on guard. We have to pretend to be perfect. We have to pretend to not show our struggle. The world floods us with our hearts and minds with messages of not being good enough, of negativity, of being reminded of our sins and all that is wrong with us. And you know what else the world does? It offers us a way to fix all these things by our own efforts. If you only study hard enough, if you only work hard enough, if you only get the right clothes, if you work hard at your job, stay late, you know what? You can fix things. But here's what happens. The more we rely on our efforts, the more we sin because we are trying to be like God and trying to have control. This, my friends, leads to this vicious cycle where we struggle and fall further into sin by moving forward in a path and doing things that make sense to us. So that's the path I think this world is on. If you take a moment and think about how the world functions, it's about, okay, you're going to pull yourself up by your bootstrap. You're going to make things happen because you can only rely on yourself. And so this world puts us in the place of God, walking down that path. Ash Wednesday, it's a reminder that that path is only going to lead to us down a cliff. We're going to fall off. Because we only have so much energy. Our batteries can only go so far, my friends. And when we try to be God, that is a sin. Sooner or later, it will all come crashing down. And in fact, that's where we are. We are dying. Our bodies are heading towards death. And that happened because sin was introduced into the world when Adam and Eve chose to do things in a way that made sense to them. They tried to be God of their lives. Today, as we come in a little bit to receive ashes, we will remember that we are made from dust and our bodies will return to dust. It's a matter of just biology. We all will face death. We can't escape that physical death, but my friends, the news that we receive when we come here today is that we have hope of eternal life, life of the Spirit, because God invites us to return back to Him. Stop going on this path that's just leading down that cliff, down to destruction. He invites us to turn back to Him and allow Him to remake us. Our hearts are broken, my friends. Our hearts are breaking for all that's going on around us and in us. But God offers us a healing, a remaking, and a hope and a grace, because what He does is that He covers us with grace and forgiveness. So all the things that the world tells us that we're not good enough or we can't do this or whatever the challenge and the struggle we have, God comes in and says, "You are mine. I created you. I love you enough to die for you." My friends, on this Valentine's Day, this day where we express love for one another, the greatest love humanity has been given, has been in God coming to us in human form, showing us how much He loves us by dying on that cross, taking on our separation from God, taking on Himself our brokenness, taking on Himself our sin, the consequence of our sin, which has separated us from God. And as He's taken on our place, He rises victorious over death, and He invites us now to share in eternal life, a new spirit He wants to put in us, a second chance, a third chance He wants us to give to us tonight. Today, We're going to put the mark of the cross, and you'll have the option of putting it on your forehead or your hand. It's going to be in the shape of a cross. Because that cross will remind us that there's victory over mortality and sin. The ashes remind us of our death. Amen. The ashes remind us that we have sinned and there is a price to it. Death. But the cross, my friends. And that's the journey we're going to take these 40 days. Journey to the cross. We're going to remember, I invite you to take time during the season of Lent to remember what God has done for you. This love that he has shown to each one of us in Christ, and the love letter that he's written for us in the through the words of the prophets, the scriptures, meditate on them, my friends. Read them. Give sacrificially, following the words of our Lord. Because all these things, they will renew a right spirit within us. The cross reminds us that we have to repent and turn back to our God. Turn back to the cross, cling to the cross, for that is where our victory is. Not because of you or I, what we've done, but because of what Christ has done on the cross. And there is no resurrection without that crucifixion. And it's a painful journey, my friends, that Jesus took. So we need to be able to take time and walk with our Lord. We can't jump from Lent to the resurrection, because in between so much happened. And so during this season of Lent, reflect upon the consequence of us acting and doing things our way, us trying to be the God of our lives. Let go of the control that you're so desperately trying to hold on to when it comes to whatever situation is going on. How's that working out for us? Not well. Look at the violence. Look at the death. Look at the wars we're facing, my friends. Look at broken homes, broken families, broken hearts. It's not going well. But there's a new way. There's a better way. And that's what Jesus came to tell us. He's able to create us in a new spirit so that we'll be able to forgive others when we can't do it on our own, so that we'll be able to have faith even as we're facing death, so that we will be able to let go of control even when it pains us to do so, because it means taking a leap of faith. It means trusting where we don't see. But this evening, as we begin our Lenten journey, and as we come before the table, open your hearts. Allow God to fill you. Allow Christ to remake you from the inside out. For the physical body, it's going to fade. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Amen.
We're not here that long. But our spirits, my friends, can live forever in God's kingdom. We can reconnect to our Lord through Christ. All this is a process, my friends. Let us begin this journey together. And I pray that as we begin this journey, we would encourage each other, we would lift each other, we will show each other grace in this church, because we follow a Savior who came, he went to great lengths to reconnect us back to God. May God remake us and put his Spirit within us. Amen.